The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to revisit a topic today that we just discussed a couple months ago, namely knee pain. And the reason I want to revisit it again is we just this year introduced some new therapy option in treating patients with chronic knee pain. And I wanted to share some of the updates with that and share a few recent cases of people that we've been using this therapy on, because I'm very excited about it. I'm excited about what is happening in our patients with chronic knee pain, the response they're getting to this treatment, and I want to just use this episode to show there is real hope. There's hope in treating these tough knee pain cases without heavy drugs, without injections, without surgery, to get real and significant relief of pain. So there's a lot of people out there that are looking for solutions for all kinds of pain. And with my training of being a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist, we are well trained to, one, help you to diagnose the problem. In other words, what's the root cause? What's causing the pain? You know, any condition you can label it or give it a name, but you have to be able to figure out the root cause also. And by figuring out the root cause, that helps us to get to what we need to do to help to effectively treat and come up with good, safe, conservative, non-drug, and hopefully non-surgical solutions to each individual's pain problem. And so we have what I like to call a big toolbox at Red Rock Chiropractic Center, meaning that we have many different viable treatment options for dealing with all sorts of pain, from basic chiropractic work to specialized soft tissue techniques like Graston technique, to ultrasound therapy, electrical muscle stimulation therapy, to MLS laser therapy. We are the only clinic in our entire area of the state that offers a high class 4 laser, very powerful laser for treating chronic pain. It's a robotic laser, and we've had tremendous success with that. We offer for chronic neck and back pain conditions something called decompression therapy. We are the only clinic in our area, immediate area, to offer that innovative form of therapy. And now we also offer a type of therapy for specialized for treating knees called knee on track therapy. We also are board certified in functional medicine, so our training with that helps us to get to the root causes of not only a lot of pain conditions that we treat, so that's kind of where our orthopedic training really comes into play there, but functional medicine helps us to get to the bottom of some of the maybe non-pain conditions, things like digestive problems and hormonal issues and issues with hypertension, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and the list goes on and on. So we try to offer a wide range of treatment options and modalities to help a broad group of conditions and patient presentations. There's a lot of clinics in our area, but few that offer as many options as we do. And so I just want to let the listener know today that if you got a pain of some kind, whether it's knee or elsewhere, we likely have some treatment options that you won't be offered anywhere else in our immediate area. Let's talk a little bit more about this neon track and what it does. It's a specialized piece of therapy equipment, and it's a little hard to explain it over air, but if you look on our website, you'll see pictures of it. And basically, you sit in this chair, and then your leg of the affected knee rests up on this little traction unit. And there's a little strap that goes right under the knee, and another strap that goes on top of the knee. And this little track that the knee or the leg is sitting on is controlled by a computer. So we program into the computer certain pounds of force, a certain amount of treatment time, and then we have, all based upon the patient's level of pain, we do use different programs of pull or traction. And so there'll be different settings for that. So we program this all in the computer, and some of it's based upon the person's weight also. That helps determine how many pounds of force that we use initially. And once we push the start button on this traction unit, it very gently, in a very controlled and safe manner, what it does is it begins to open the knee joint up. In other words, it gently pulls it apart. And so if you have an arthritic knee, a knee that's degenerated, lost height, in other words, that cartilage, that meniscus is wearing thin, this is a very nice way of gently opening up the joint to alleviate pressure. And most people that are on it said, you know, it feels good to have that gently pulled apart. And you think of an arthritic knee I like to use the analogy of a rusty hinge when I talk about an arthritic joint. And that's kind of what it is. When you have a rusty hinge, what do you do to get it better? Well, you have to kind of move it and get it moving back and forth to kind of break free the rust, in a sense. And this neon track, that's what I like to think it does, is it just gently opens that joint up, and it takes it through the movements necessary to kind of work that rusty hinge loose again. And so we're predominantly using it so far on patients with moderate to severe, or even in some cases severe arthritis of the knee. Many patients have it in both knees, some just one. But it's a gentle treatment approach that we're going to share a few cases on in just a few moments here. So when we have people with chronic knee pain, we put them on a very comprehensive protocol. So our main treatment is the neon track, and then we couple that with MLS laser therapy. So we got to mobilize that rusty hinge and open it up with the traction therapy. And then we shoot this powerful laser into the knee joint that helps to reduce pain, helps to reduce inflammation, and helps to stimulate healing in this damaged knee. And then we combine those two treatments and we teach the patient some simple follow-up exercises to do at home to try to rehabilitate the bad knee. We usually give some joint support supplement to help to stimulate some repair of that cartilage to help to reduce inflammation. And then the other thing that we include in our treatment protocol for people with knee pain is most of them we we get them custom-made foot levelers orthotics for their feet. The reason being is the alignment of the feet greatly influences the alignment of the knee. And so if things are misaligned in the arches, if there's imbalance in the feet, that can have a profound effect on the next joint above, which is the knee. And so that kind of goes through our protocol a little bit in detail. If you look on our website at redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab that just simply says knee pain. Click on that and you'll find a handout that goes through frequently asked questions and answers in regard to our Knee on Track program. There's also under that tab a guide that says Dr. Pankinen's Guide to Knee Pain. And it talks about some of the various conditions besides arthritis that this can be good for. And it talks about the protocol that we've outlined in a little more detail and some of the research behind it. And also on that frequently asked questions handout, you will see our exact protocol, the price range, the how many visits it takes, and you will see the success rate that is being reported by doctors around the country. Mind you, we just began this therapy in our clinic within the last few months, but I think you're going to find when I go over these first few cases that it's pretty promising. So if you got a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650. Our email is redrockchiro@centurytel.net. And finally, if you look on our website again at redrockchiro.com, besides the knee pain tab, you will also see a tab for our program, Treat the Cause. And that'll take you to archives of all of our past shows. So take a look at some of those topics, and if any resonate with you, have a listen to those. Let's talk about a few cases here. And there's some similarities amongst all of them, I think you'll see. But this is kind of the bread and butter stuff that this Knee on Track therapy is going to be really helpful for. So case number one is a 64-year-old female. She has 7 out of 10 knee pain in both of her knees, and it is gradually worsening. So over the past 2 years, things are getting tougher. She has a difficult time standing at work, and by the end of the workday, the pain has escalated to such a point where she's limping, and she's really in pretty significant pain. Her coworkers have noted to her that she's walking differently, that she's limping, that she's in visible pain. She comes to me and she's had x-rays and an MRI of the knees in the past, which showed moderate arthritis and a small meniscus tear in one of the knees. She has tried cortisone injections, Synvisc injections, and prescription anti-inflammatory medication, which used to give her some relief, at least for a period of time, but not much anymore. At presentation to our clinic, she just said, you know, I'm on this prescription and it isn't helping anymore. And I've had some shots in the past. They used to give me some periods of relief, but you know, the last time or two I had it, really not much. And she was told that she likely would need a knee replacement as the next option for her knee pain. And I've discussed this several times on my past shows that the standard approach to any kind of pain you have is going to be the same. No matter if you have back pain, neck pain, knee pain, foot pain, shoulder pain, it's going to be the drug it, numb it, or cut it approach. That's what they have to offer in the world of medicine. So drug it meaning, hey, try to take some prescription anti-inflammatory or over-the-counter inflammatory, some painkiller to try to dull that pain. And if that doesn't work, well, then they usually try some type of an injection, the numb it approach. So cut it, or drug it, numb it, cut it. So numb it would be some type of an injection. Usually it's cortisone that they'll inject into the joint to try to reduce inflammation, reduce pain. Sometimes they'll put a numbing agent like lidocaine or Novocaine in there too to try to numb up the pain that way. And if that doesn't work, well, then the third option that is usually offered or recommended is cut it. In other words, some type of a surgical option. So I don't dispute for any amount of time that these approaches sometimes are necessary, but none of them, especially the drug it and the numb it approach, really gets at treating the cause of the pain, nor do they do anything to improve function. In other words, they don't fix anything. They just either mask it or numb it, and it's in the results with it are usually temporary. And in the case of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and cortisone, these agents, yes, they can help with pain and inflammation, and I'm all for that. At times it's necessary when one is really suffering just to get some relief. But in the short term, that can be beneficial. In the long run, though, these agents have actually been shown to accelerate the degenerative process. Yes, you heard that right. They actually speed up the process of degeneration. So say you were somebody that had a moderately degenerated knee and you were every 4 months getting a cortisone shot, and then in between you were relying on high dosages of Advil or Aleve or some other prescription non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, you are actually pushing the process of degeneration along quicker, so that eventually, and probably quicker than maybe you would have needed, you will need a joint replacement. So again, I'm not saying any of these approaches are wrong. I'm just saying that in most cases, there is a better way. So that's kind of a rabbit trail, but let's get back to our case here. So this lady, again, 2 years of this knee pain. So we put her on our Knee on Track program, and she is now about 75% of the way through the program. Again, her pain started at 7 out of 10. Now, at most, her pain gets to 3 out of 10. She is taking fewer dosages of her pain medication. She can now work her whole shift with only minor pain. And she's just very happy that she found this program and she can continue to work. And hopefully, at a minimum, we're buying with this patient several more years, where if she decides she wants to work some more, she can do that with minimal pain and possibly avoid a knee replacement, or at least put it off for several years. Where she was at before she started the program, she was to a point where she was going to have to consider stopping work and going for a knee replacement. So, nice case. Next case is of a 73-year-old female. She has 6 out of 10 pain in both knees for 5 years. But it's gradually worsening. And she has a difficult time walking and doing stairs in her home. She has tried multiple rounds of cortisone injections and is on pain medicine. But just like happens with most cases, the cortisone shots that initially helped for a while, they no longer are helping anymore. She has advanced arthritis in both knees and is being told that knee replacement is her next option. And so, but she heard about our Knee on Track program, and so she wanted to give a non-surgical option a try first. She is now about 80% through her treatment program now, and I'm so happy to report her right knee pain is gone. She hasn't had it for now several weeks, and her left knee pain is substantially better, about 75% better. Her ability to walk has gotten better. She noted to me one of the last times she was in, she's can walk down her driveway now, and where she could not do that before. Stairs, doing stairs has gotten better. And she's just very happy that she heard about and found this program because it gave her a viable treatment option versus having to have both of her knees replaced. And who knows how long this will buy her? Hopefully many years. And she's probably going to need a little bit of maintenance to keep on top of this as time goes by. But for now, wow, she went from a lot of pain to very little pain in just a few short weeks. Our final case I want to share is of a 75-year-old female. She has right knee pain, 5 out of 10, off and on since 2011. So, you know, she's been battling this 9, coming up on 10 years. But in the last 6 months, it has gotten much worse. She has a history of having both of her hips replaced. And, you know, she's kind of had it with the joint replacement. She wants to avoid that route with her knee, if at all possible, to avoid a third joint now having to be replaced. And so we did some updated x-rays of this knee, and she has moderate to severe arthritis in this knee. She has, as is typical, tried medication, and she tried a cortisone injection, with the last cortisone injection giving her about 2 weeks of pain relief. She is about halfway through her knee on track program right now, and her pain is nearly gone and down to a 1 out of 10. She started at a 5 out of 10, and she's just happy that she was able to find non-drug, non-surgical relief. She is happy that she is taking much less pain medication. And so these are all, you know, ladies in their 60s and 70s, which is a common demographic of patients that have arthritic knees. And they all did the standard approach of drug it, numb it, and then they're trying to delay the cut it approach. And what we're able to do for these is to offer them a treatment approach that is unique, it's innovative, it's a new treatment approach. The technology for the knee on track has just been developed within the last 10 years. And the only clinic in the area offering it is us. And so I want to give you hope, those of you out there that are just suffering with knee pain, that's been there for months or sometimes even years, that you owe it to yourself to give this treatment approach a try. Doctors around the country are using this and reporting 85 to 90% success in treating some of these most severe cases of knee pain. And sometimes when people have chronic pain, it's not always possible to get it 100% alleviated, but all these ladies so far are finding at a minimum 60 to up to 100% relief, and in that range. I always tell people if you have chronic pain, if you can get 50% relief, that's the goal, but anything above that you get is a bonus. So, but most people that have chronic pain, if you tell them, we have a treatment option that has a really high likelihood of getting you a minimum of 50% pain relief, most of those people would say, sign me up for that. I'll gladly take that all day long. And so that's what we're able to offer here at Red Rock Chiropractic Center, is a viable way to treat these knees, very safe, very conservative, very gentle, very effective. Again, look at our website at redrockchiro.com and click on the knee pain tab to learn more about this approach. On our next episode of Treat the Cause, we're going to dive back into the world of functional medicine and update a talk on food sensitivities and how food can cause many different problems in the human body, specifically food sensitivities, how we test for those, and we'll share a few recent cases of people who through food sensitivity testing, we were able to unearth root causes of some of their chronic and challenging health problems. So if you have digestive issues, migraine headaches, skin issues, inflammation in your joints, and a whole host of other things like chronic sinus, upper respiratory, chronic problems, food sensitivities are a frequent cause of those. You'll want to hear that episode. That will air on the 25th of April at 11:30 a.m. on KLGR. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Treat the Cause. I hope you found it educational for one, but also inspirational, especially if you're one of those that suffers from knee pain. Thank you for listening once again. Have a great day, and we look forward to bringing you the next episode of Treat the Cause.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.